This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Frostbite and hypothermia, very real dangers as brutal cold takes hold of much of the northern U.S. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Chouinard says the safe thing to do, bundle up.
If you are outdoors, make sure you're dressed in layers and that the skin is covered, because it won't take long to start getting frostbite in temperatures this cold.
North Carolina's governor has signed an emergency declaration to allow heating fuel to be more easily distributed during the bitter cold snap. Bad news for low-income Americans trying to stay warm as those frigid temps sweep across much of the country.
We all know how cold it is in many areas of the U.S., especially the Northeast.
We're looking at highs in the single digits and teens.
The Department of Energy is projecting fuel costs will increase this winter. For low-income Americans who rely on heating aid, their dollars won't go as far. Mark Wolf with the National Energy Assistance Directors Association says the good news is that President Trump has released 90% of energy assistance funding, a program he tried to eliminate. Wolf now wants lawmakers to push the president to release the rest of the money. I'm Mike Hempen.
American Airlines has apologized to two black professional basketball players kicked off of a plane and accused of stealing blankets.
Memphis Hustle guard Marquise Teague and forward Treshawn Burrell boarded the Envoy air flight at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport for Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Sunday. Two first-class passengers gave the players their blankets as they headed to their seats and coach, but a black flight attendant accused them of theft and forced them off the plane. Employees last month were told American Airlines will implement implicit bias training.
Rhonda Rockstra reporting. At least six people have been killed, several others injured after a massive fire this evening broke out in a five-story walk-up apartment house in the Bronx. They say more than 160 firefighters were on the scene of the four-alarm fire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Can you afford to lose 60% or more of your IRA or 401k? Are you prepared to work every day for the rest of your life just to make ends meet? If not, it's time you protected your IRA or 401k from the next market crash and a looming dollar collapse. In 2008, millions of Americans watched helplessly while 60% or more of their IRAs and 401ks vanished in the blink of an eye. And now, many government insiders and top investors have been warning that another market collapse, possibly greater than 2008, is coming soon. Now's the time to protect your hard-earned savings and safeguard your financial future. Call Gold Co. Precious Metals, the nation's number one gold IRA provider, and learn how to protect your IRA or 401k using precious metals like gold and silver. For a limited time, Gold Co. is offering a free, no-obligation guide to starting a gold and silver IRA. Go to goldcoradio.com. That's G-O-L-D-C-O radio.com. goldcoradio.com.
Vanity Fair magazine is President Trump's latest Twitter target. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Vanity Fair put out an online video mocking Hillary Clinton, which showed editors from its Hive website offering toasts and New Year's resolutions, saying Clinton should take up a hobby like knitting, anything that would keep her from another presidential run. Vanity Fair was blasted for the video and now says it missed the mark in an attempt at humor. President Trump tweets the magazine's bending over backwards in a apologizing for what he calls a minor hit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Whimpering in pain, bleeding from head injuries, and dazed by the enormity of the crash, victims in the Amtrak train derailment south of Seattle begged 911 for help and said tons of people had been hurt. Dozens of emergency recordings released yesterday by South Sound 911 Dispatch provided a vivid account of what happened during the deadly December 18th crash. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. In this season of giving, charity seems to be getting an extra jolt because next year the popular tax deduction for donations will lose a lot of its punch.
Changes in the newly minted tax reform law, which will make it less advantageous for people to donate to charity in 2018, may be behind a year-end stream of fattened contributions in anticipation. The law doesn't eliminate or even reduce the deduction for donations to charitable, religious, and other nonprofit organizations, but those who switch to the standard deduction may be less inclined to donate. donate.
Jeremy House reporting. Mosul's Old City, a district stretching nearly 2.5 miles along the Tigris River, it's a field of ruin. Nearly every neighborhood in the western half has entire blocks of homes or businesses blasted to rubble. Mosul suffered the most extensive damage in the war that is defeating ISIS. Now, Baghdad estimates $100 billion is needed nationwide to help rebuild that area, but not a lot are stepping up to foot the bill. More on these stories at town.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recording.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, crazy world is just too frustrating.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. This is a special hour that we have been waiting to do for quite a while with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder, senior pastor, with his wife, Tammy, of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, widely considered an expert in the field of end-time prophecy, annually hosts a prophecy conference that draws crowds in excess of 10,000 people from all over the U.S. He's been interviewed by the Washington Post, USA Today, CNN, Christian Post, The Telegraph on the subject of Armageddon and the post-apocalyptic world. Phil, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
As always, there's never a shortage of viable topics for us to discuss here in America and around the world.
Well, in all this, in terms of One Nation Without Law, your brand new book, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times and the Power of Hope, you know, we're looking at the unraveling, you know, it's beyond the United States anymore. I mean, it's around the world with all these terrorist activities. What are you going to do about it? England with the attacks and Europe with, you know, it's like every day you're hearing another attack, another terror attack. But what happened in Manchester, you know, was just absolutely incredible, Phil. And it really, I know it made a lot of terror experts. I've spoken with them here in this country saying, as one told me, he said, Bill, maybe we're about a year away, if we're lucky, to have something like that here in this country.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, Manchester, let's say UK in general, has been brewing for, you know, the last 40 years. And a lot of people don't think about it in those terms. They wake up one day and they find cracks in their walls and they don't realize the foundation of the house was cracked for many, many years. And that's exactly what's happening in America today. There are cracks in the walls and everyone's patching it, thinking all is well, not realizing at all that the foundation upon which we laid this nation has been shifting for some time. We just didn't notice it, that's all.
Exactly. Well, what's happened, it's kind of like our own body's defense mechanism, the immunity system, right? When that is compromised, you know, we get colds a little bit more often, the flu that we get's a little bit more severe, and it just keeps progressing to such a degree that before you know it, you're dealing with something of a catastrophic nature. And much the same case with terror. The borders, you know, we go back to building the wall with Nehemiah, Pastor Phil, and, you know, what happened there, you know, fortunately you had somebody who could see that the walls not being up and protection being down and the vulnerability of the people was a serious cause. And the people just got used to it. They were living this way until an outsider came in and said, wait a minute, we got serious problems here. And then the people started getting it and going, wow, you're right. You know, we hadn't really even thought about it. And so, you know, and then once they caught the vision that they needed to repair the walls, then everybody was all in. except for the outsiders on the edge, still yelling, you know, kind of like the Trump effect right now, saying, you're not going to build no wall, you know, we're, you know, that's not going to happen. But, hey, just like then is now, and that is that you're going to have those antithetical forces doing everything they can to counter the vision that is needed for this country.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring Nehemiah in, because the naysayers and the critics and the skeptics were always trying to stop the work. When they realized the work could not be stopped, then they tried to lure Nehemiah into the plain of Ono, which is really interesting.
Right. Oh,
because
no, yeah.
Nehemiah's response was, oh no, I'm not going there.
That's right.
And I think that's what happens. We find 100 different voices, some are strong, some are soft, trying to dissuade a very good course that is going to be set for the protection of the people of America. Mm-hmm. But everybody says, no, it's going to be okay, we're going to be fine, and that's akin to the cracks in the wall.
Exactly.
Now, Manchester, you want to jump into Manchester for a minute?
Yeah, let's do. I was only going to give you one side comment, because I was being a smart aleck. I said, thank God that Nehemiah wasn't Hawaiian. If he heard Ono, Ono means good, so then he would have taken off. But, you know, just sidebar for my Hawaiian friends.
That's all. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And okay.
Good thing to know, too.
Yeah, jump into Manchester. Let's go.
Manchester is really interesting on a couple of different levels. I think, first of all, it's tragic. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Also, one of our lead guitarists in our band used to play for Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm. He was actually one of the ones that started Influence Church with us.
Right.
So I was able to connect with him after the event, and just kind of, because he's living in the UK today. But as you look at Manchester, Manchester's interesting in that where it happened. Everybody's looking at the loss of life, but it's interesting in two ways. One, because the attack was outside the concert, beyond security, and secondly, because it happened right there, basically near the city center. Now, in my book, I spend a whole chapter dealing with ISIS and Nineveh, mm-hmm. and the proximity of the headquarters of ISIS is within the walls of Mosul, which Jonah preached about the Ninevites,
yes,
and
exactly.
Nineveh is within the walls of mm-hmm. Mosul.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a parallel there, and I'm going to come back to that in just a moment, but let's just first of all look at Manchester. It experienced a terror attack in 1996 by the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, and they detonated at that time a 3,300-pound bomb in the city center. Now, that was the largest bomb ever detonated in the UK up to that point. It was only 0.3 mile for the area from the area on the Grande concert. So now keep that in mind. 1940, Adolf Hitler, the Blitz over England, the largest bombing blitz by Germany in the UK was 1940 in December, and guess where it was? Right on the city center.
Wow.
So we see that there is a repetition of the same kind of terror that's happening in Manchester near the city center.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that standing alone, we wouldn't think much of it. But in my book, I go into 1963, we had President Kennedy assassinated in Dallas. And that was tragic for the world. But what happened again in July of 2016 in Dallas, a lone gunman killed 5 police officers during a peaceful protest. But like the Kennedy assassination, this was an evil and murderous action. But it was more than that. It was an act of lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
But it occurred in between where Kennedy was shot and the Dallas courthouse. It was only 0.3 mile away from where John F. Kennedy was shot.
Wow. Now, is this the rise of demonic forces and controlling, you know, spirits, as you and I have talked about before?
I believe it is, and I really didn't. I'd always believed that. I'd always taught that, but I could never, let's say, validate that mm-hmm. with real historical data until now. And I began to see parallel after parallel where there are territorial spirits who seem to reside in the same territory. They don't leave their assignment,
mm-hmm.
and they do repetitive acts over and over again throughout history. And you know, another one, if I could just jump into that, in 1972, the Olympic Games in Munich.
Exactly.
You know, the Palestinian Black September terrorist group took hostage and then later killed Jewish Olympians. in that Olympic Village was only just 0.4 miles from where the McDonald's shooting happened on July 22, 2016. So there's another data point that we just need to think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it'd be interesting because it's interesting you should bring this up. As you know, last year when I went to Israel, I started to see and understand some geographical significance as to why there are certain hot spots in the world and what brings them together. And it's a combination of things. It's, just some geography, easement into other countries, and I think the other thing that's being overlooked that you're pointing out here that's very appropriate, and that is the controlling spirits. More from Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller and his book, One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, and The Power of Hope. This is Bill Martinez. We're
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Bill Martinez here, and not so live right now because we're remembering the best interviews of 2017.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side.
Bill Martinez live.
Conversation continues with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller. We're talking about his brand new book, and I know for some people, you know, that do not quite understand, and this is something where you need to get into the Word and study and get some clarity and wisdom on, because we are coming into the days of days of where these ruling spirits are going to be more revealed and more prevalent, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. And if the book of Revelation teaches us anything, it is when constraint is removed, lawlessness increases. And that's a principle in society. And, you know, UK, what did they do? Over the last several years, they have reduced their police force by 20,000. Well, that's a lot of reduction when you've got an increase in lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of why, you know, Prime Minister May, this is part of why the Mayor of London is getting a lot of backlash, because in the midst of trying to run a city or run a country, they're cutting down on the very thing that is supposed to bring control and restraint to a society.
Exactly. Well, and the things that the Mayor of London had to say, of course, he is Muslim, and but even Piers Morgan went after him several days back because of his inability to be able to have a handle on 400 people who have come off the Syrian field that have been fighters, not somebody that, you know, hasn't been trained. They have been trained in combat, and now they're unleashed on the streets of London, and they seem to have very little idea or sense of urgency about holding them in check.
Yeah, I think the London mayor, Sadiq Khan, is nothing but rhetoric. And in some ways, it's similar rhetoric you heard from Tony Blair, you know, 10, 12 years ago when he was in power. It was, everything's fine, just go live your lives.
Exactly.
Well, nobody buys that rhetoric. You know, that's political speech that means nothing. And given his philosophical worldview, we understand why he's going to make comments like that and why he is really, in my opinion, a do-nothing mayor.
Exactly.
So, you know, so it is an interesting time to see what's happening in UK. And Tammy and I lived in the UK for a number of years and had a wonderful time there, wonderful people there, and also know the importance of rule in society, which was much stronger then than it is today.
Yeah, who would think that we'd be at this point where you'd have a mayor of London saying that, you know, terrorism is part and parcel of life in a big city? I mean, that's like the... what was it? Was it the mayor of Baltimore who said, oh, just let them riot? They need to get it off their chest. Let them destroy property. You know, talk about lawlessness.
Well, and Sadiq Khan, in his comments, he also did not refer to London as, you know, the capital or a central part of UK. Mm-hmm. He referred to it as a world city.
Yes.
Now, most people would say, well, of course it's a world city, but there's also some different talk there. This, he's really trying to take it away from, I believe, ownership of the UK and say, no, we are bigger than that. And we are, you know, we are not identifying with this nation state. Mm-hmm. We're really dealing with the world.
Yeah, it's part and parcel of the global society perspective, isn't it?
It actually is. And that's why I say a lot of times if you listen carefully to what people are saying on these levels, you'll really hear what's really going on. Their worldview will come out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
His Islamic background will come out eventually. And it will be a guiding force in a lot of what happens in London today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And this is the tough thing, Phil, and you and I have discussed this previously regarding, you know, the Quran, their beliefs system and that. And I say I don't want them to tear. I'm not going to tell them to tear any pages out of their Quran any more than I want them to tell me to tear pages out of my Bible. But that's for them to decide what to do if they want to be part of the Western world and to be living at peace with their neighbors. But it's hard to reconcile when the jihad and everything that they talk about is owning the world, taking over. And so you will either be faithful to the Quran and the Caliphate and subject to or dead, one way or another. So you either got to go along to get along or, you know, it's not going to be a fun picnic for you or your family.
Yeah, and I think that's what, let's just say the Western or Christian worldview doesn't understand. They don't understand that for us, we can find a way to live in harmony with people because that's our worldview. But the Islamic worldview is not that way. At its very core, it is domination. It is very core, it is control. Now, do we have what's called a moderate Muslim? Do we have neighbors who we love? Sure, we have a neighborhood. We have two neighbors who are Muslim. One of them we know very well. We get along with them great. We've known them for 12 years. No problem at all. But if push comes to shove and there is a jihad in my neighborhood, are they going to protect me or protect the other Muslim neighbor?
Yeah, flip a coin.
You know, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that if we fail to deal with the evil in our world that we have today, it's only going to rise to greater heights and destroy the good in all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the question came up years ago after the Rodney King riots in L.A., you may recall, and Rodney King got in front of the cameras and said, why can't we all get along? And I got to tell you, Phil, I asked God that. I said, hey, this question's coming up. You know, why can't we get along? And it was without hesitation. I felt like God directly said, because evil and good cannot cohabitate.
They don't. No. Yeah, it's an interesting day, and I don't know if you saw the piece in the Daily Mail today from England, but the headlines was, ISIS supporting news agency tells Muslims to avoid gathering places of the Crusaders. Now notice that terminology.
Wow, yeah.
Okay. As fanatics plan to explode, run over people, and cut their necks at any time. And so ISIS has published basically a challenge to Muslims and a warning. He says, okay, it's getting ready to, we're really getting ready to unload, and so stay out of places where a lot of the quote-unquote crusaders hang out, because those are going to be places that they're going to be targets for us today.
Exactly. Well, why is it, Phil, I have an idea, but I want to get your perspective on this. Why is it that you've got an increase in Islamic activity right now and radical Islamic activity?
Well, you know, if you look at it historically, basically Islam seems to run in about 70-year cycles. Mm-hmm. And those aren't definitive years, but basically we're in about a 70-year cycle of that what I call the Islamic resurgence. And it's not an original term with me, but we see this rising up and coming to the forefront. I can't tell you why it's 70 years. I did not an exhaustive, but a brief study of it. And I began to ask myself a different question. And here's the question I asked, Bill. And this one is a lightning rod. What if Islamic terrorism was a strategic plan of misdirection?
Yeah.
While all of our eyes are on the murderous acts committed by Islamic terrorists, the Trojan horse has passed through the gates of the city.
Yes.
Yeah. So if the real battles aren't in places like Manchester or London or some other identified city, while our eyes are there and we're mourning the loss and we're thinking, how can you, the Islamic resurgence is slowly and systematically introducing Islamic law into Western law.
Well, Phil, let's take a pause right there. Well, let's leave that right there. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistant programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Remembering 2017 with the best interviews we had on Bill Martinez Live.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
Show the mercy shown to you. Give some kindness to renew. Love from Hudson, free and true.
Our conversation continues with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller. We're talking about his brand new book. Pastor Phil, how can people get their hands on your book?
You know, they can go to philhotzenpiller.com. They can go to onenationwithoutlaw.com. That might be easier than trying to spell my name. onenationwithoutlaw.com, and there you'll find a landing page, and you'll find a route into that. Or they can pre-order on Amazon.
Exactly. And, of course, we'll have it linked at our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, and The Power of Hope. Phil, I want you to pick up where we left off before we went to the break. So our audience has been sitting on the edge of the seat, allowing you to finish your thought here.
So here was what struck me. What if, and this is how the enemy works, is misdirection. What if all these terror acts were only part of a grand strategic plan, and while our eyes are on those, we're not looking where we should be looking, and that's where the real battle is. So Islamic resurgence slowly and systematically seeks to introduce Islamic law in place of Western law. So what happens is we begin to slowly embrace religious language and symbolism out of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
We see the establishment of Islamic education and curricula in public schools and even chairs of Islamic studies. So what happens is we grow accustomed to it. After a while, we're desensitized, we don't think about it, and yet all of a sudden, Islamic codes of social behavior began to enter in. So what I say is this, the resurgence is not isolated or reserved for those who are considered extremist. Now, that's the resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, it's a mainstream effort to overturn our great American values and heritage. So we'll drill down into that a little bit more, but this first reading of this kind of a thought, not the misdirection, but the thought of a strategic plan came from Samuel P. Huntington from Harvard, who began to say that in the 70s, some of the great Muslim nations had formed a strategic plan on how to infiltrate and take and control America. And one of them was through the educational system. One of them was through moving in society, becoming mainstream, and then getting elected to political offices. Well, that is happening.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, it's already happened. I mean, Trevor Loudon out of New Zealand has written extensively, his part two book and concept of The Enemies Within, cites, how many Muslims, people that you would think, here we are at a time where this country is real sensitive about top secret information, and guess what? They have had access to top secret information, and we're talking people associated with the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas. What's wrong with this picture?
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. And so now you look back and you go, the fox is in the hen house. What do you do?
Mm.
What do you really do? Do you shut the door and just let it consume the chickens, or do you go in and try to get the fox out of the hen house? And so we are in a bit of a dilemma here, and we have this problem that, what do you do with? Huntington, to kind of cite him again, said the final battle on planet Earth, he believed, and by the way, he was an advisor to Jimmy Carter, which would not be his greatest claim to fame, but he said the final battle on planet Earth will be between the Muslim and the non-Muslim world.
Wow.
Now, that statement would not seem that radical were it made today.
Mm-hmm.
But he made that statement 25 years ago.
Wow. So even back then, he could see what was on the horizon. And this is the thing, Phil, that there are people amongst us who have that gift of prophecy, have that gift to see, beyond. And that is incredible insight. And here we are with a 25-year-ago prediction. I mean, we even had a closer one where you had, if you remember, a couple of election cycles ago, Mitt Romney saying, our gravest threat was the Russians, and Barack Obama kind of laughed at him, and the Democrats mocked him. And well, they don't do that today, do they?
No, it's be careful what you predict. Someone's going to have it in digital form to remind you.
and your reaction as well. So, so here it is. And I think what you're bringing up in terms of this misdirection, I think you're opening the eyes of people who are hearing this, that this strategic plan of misdirection, why not? Could be very likely, right? Why we're not paying attention, because here it is within our country right now. The FBI says they have open investigations in every state of the union, approximately 1,000 investigations for terrorist activity. We have already communities that are well established. I mean, we talk about Paris as no-go zones. They don't like it. I've spoken with a couple of reporters in Paris. They don't like it when you refer to no-go zones. Like, well, what do you call them? The police don't want to show up. Nobody else. I mean, everybody's real careful about it. And that's the language I'm getting, from the street, is that they're called no-go zones. And the United States is having more and more "quote unquote" no-go zones as well, and Sharia being the law of the day, and forget about the Constitution. So, ever so gently, as you mentioned, we are being conditioned to think this is all acceptable. And what's the big difference here?
Well, in love and in war, he who cares the least wins.
Yeah.
And for those who care the least about this nation, because they don't care, they will roll over everyone, because, and they will ultimately win, because mm-hmm. they will dominate a situation until the righteous rise up and say, wait a minute, that's not going to work here. We're not going to do that. I want to go back to one of those historical figures that most people have heard of, a guy by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Yeah.
And he asked this question in one of his books. He said, who stands fast? Only the man whose final standard is not his reason, his principles, his conscience, his freedom, or his virtue, but who is ready to sacrifice all when he is called to be obedient, responsible, action in faith, and whole life in answer to the question of the call of God. And then he asks this question, where are the responsible people? That is the question that we'll be asking, because we saw what was happening in Germany prior to our entry into the war, and we really felt like we could avoid that conflict. As we were plunged into war with Pearl Harbor and then to the European front as well, we finally came to the place where we have to do something. And unfortunately, most of us don't do anything until we have to do something. We don't confront the evil until we have to confront the evil, until it shows up at our front door. Then we do something about it.
Right.
And I think the call to America is, let's do something before we have to do something radical.
Well, sadly, history would tell us that, to your point, we don't until we have to. We've got all these warnings, and we're saying, you know, it's kind of like that old Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. The projection is that, you know, you pay later, it's going to cost you a lot more. So you're better off to cut your losses early, or in this case with Pennzoil was, you know, you're going to pay a little bit higher now, but it's going to be well worth it in the long run. And basically the same thing that we're faced with today is that, what are we going to wait for? And it's going to be that point when, you know, just like in World War II, in fact, you know, remember, we just remembered D-Day here in looking back over the history and the Six-Day War with Israel. It took men and women of courage who were willing to be all in and to fall on their sword for the sake of the higher calling.
Yeah. And that's a biblical principle. It is that we love everyone, and we at the same time we promote justice. Mm-hmm. And part of the, I'm going to call it the left wing kind of speech that you hear is love everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's true. We love everyone, but you also have the other edge of the sword is justice must prevail or love will not.
Exactly. We're going to leave it right there. We've got to go to break. More from Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller and his book, One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, and The Power of Hope. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392.
800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
2017 was a great year for our country and for Bill Martinez Live, and you're listening to some of our best shows from this past year.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back. We're visiting with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, the senior pastor of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, and we're talking about his book, One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, and The Power of Hope. Pastor Phil, I want you to pick it up where we left it off, because, this is an important point that people need to get a hold of, because this is where we are. I mean, whether it's the cycle of nations, history repeats itself, and we are on a predictable trajectory, I would think.
Yeah, we really are. And, you know, here's part of the problem, too. We're not just dealing with a mindset that's unwilling to act. We're also dealing with a set of laws that have accumulated over the last number of years, especially the last 50 years, that seem to protect the rights of the guilty versus the innocent. And we've all had that outcry in our life. What do? We've got laws that we know, for example, a certain number of people are on a terror watch list. And in my mind, I say, well, let's just go lock them up today. Why do I wait for that guy to act? What am I doing here? And I recognize there's a law there, and we don't want to violate the law, but there needs to be some really definitive work that's done to try to shore up the laws to get us to a place where we're truly protected. Mm-hmm. And we can act on those. You know, I mean, I don't think I'm on the terror watch list. I'm pretty sure you're not, Bill. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that are. What do we do with those? We just watch them and wait until it happens?
Right. Well, the problem we have, I think, is that people have confused justice and compassion. And when your government starts being compassionate, it really is out of order. It's a round peg in a square hole. God established governments to be just. And basically, he said, as long as that government is just, trust, the people will rejoice, it will go well, but it violates its principle, its core principle, when it becomes compassionate. Compassion is something that individuals, the society, can exercise, but not the government.
Exactly.
And it confuses people, and I think that's where we are right now, is that we've had a government for the sake of trying to control the people and to get reelected and to really be out of order in terms of what their priority is when they come to serve the people. So they've turned the tables upside down and they've become more compassionate than just. And as a result, we have a country in chaos and a world that's not that far behind.
Yeah, you know, one of the most intriguing readings that I've done in recent days, and I literally buy every book he has, and that's a Yale professor whose last name is Volf, V-O-L-F, and he's Croatian. Mm. And he lived during the violence of the Balkans.
Oh, wow.
And his first book was actually a speech he delivered there in the Balkans. And basically what he asked the question is, he asked a question about justice, and if God is angry at injustice. And he said, if God were not angry at injustice and deception and did not make the final end to violence, God would not be worthy of our worship.
Mm.
So we have to understand that justice has to deal with violence. It has to deal with it, or from even God's perspective, or we think, what kind of God would allow evil to prevail in our world? Which is a question the person outside of the faith community always seems to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So as you begin to drill down into what he says, he talks about those of us who live in the suburb have the benefit of not dealing with real life. And that is, what do you do if you, and this literally happened to him, what do you do when your father is killed, your mother is raped, your sister has her throat slit?
Mm.
You do not have the luxury to sit down with the criminal and have coffee and walk him through how he was abused as a child.
Mm. Yes.
And so he makes us think deep into the things that are really going on in our world. And we do have a lot of platitudes that are coming out that try to obscure what's really happening and trying to say, whether it's immigration and allowing those unvetted to come into our nation or whatever it is, that don't really understand the real issue because they're cloistered away in the secure bunkers called suburbia, made more secure with gated communities and burglar alarms and private security agents.
Exactly.
But the real world doesn't live that way.
Hmm. Well, and before you know it, evil is going to come knocking at their door because that's what happens. You know, they think they're protected, but, you know, it's like these celebrities, you know, they don't want anybody else to have guns, but they're surrounded by bodyguards who have guns, you know. And
exactly.
And, you know, it's interesting, you know, with Jose Ramos with Univision was complaining and saying that walls made for bad neighbors. And he was questioned by Tucker Carlson. Says, well, I assume where you live, you lock your doors at night, probably. And he went, yeah. And he says, and you probably have walls around your home, right? Yeah. Does that mean you're a bad neighbor? You know,
right.
So we've really confused this whole situation in thinking that, you know, and in doing this, we've accommodated evil. And, you know, when you read the Old Testament, Phil, and I know it's hard for some people when they go, well, yeah, you know, if you got a rebellious child, you just take them outside the village and you just stone the kid. And, you know, and next day when everybody comes, to, you know, all the kids come together at playtime, they go, hey, what happened to Johnny? Oh, you didn't hear. He got stoned. And we don't mean he was smoking something. He's no more. He's in a pile of heap here. And so, you know, that happens a couple of times and the kids get the message. But again, this is God protecting the integrity of who he says he is. And he is a just God. And that means that there is judgment either today or down the road. The problem is with down the road, as Ecclesiastes says, is that if it's not dealt with handily and readily, it becomes more complicated. My interpretation.
And I think you're right. And I believe that, you know, to make it really practical, I mean, what do we do about it? You know, Billheimer, in his book, Destined for the Thrones, wrote something I thought was really, really good. He said, the only force in the world that's contesting with Satan's total rule in human affairs is the Church of the Living God.
Yeah.
And if you think about that comment, if there was nothing to hinder Satan, he would make hell out of this world here and now.
Exactly.
So we become the saving virtue in the midst of a crisis. So on one hand, we have the answer. And that comes in the form of, to make it practical, that means we can pray, that means we can change lives, that means we can love people, that means we can bind the strong man. At the same time, it means that we have a responsibility to get involved in civic affairs, to get elected to public office, to send our children into a place where they can learn and become very skilled at what they do and influence the world in which they live with an agenda of God's kingdom. Not just to make money.
Right.
So we have some tools that we need to use more effectively, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. We have the tools. Why aren't we using them? God told us in Genesis, be fruitful, multiply. And he wouldn't have told us that if it was just a theory or an idea that all of a sudden, why don't you go out there, Phil, and go be fruitful and multiply, if he doesn't know the end from the beginning and designed it to be the case and empowered you with everything. So, this is an indictment on the church and the church politic, or the church body, I should say, rise up. I mean, lawlessness is running amok here. It's affecting our kids, our grandkids. What is going to happen to the next generation if we, like those churches that heard the cries coming out of those cattle cars driving by and going into concentration camps and hearing the pastor just say, well, just ignore the crying and screaming, just sing louder, right?
Yeah. You know, one of the amazing things when I hear you talk about society and how we just kind of sometimes bat our eyes as a general public, I think about the demon-possessed man with the legion of demons.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody feared this guy. They tried to put him in chains, and he'd break them, and he just was kind of in a part of the world where everybody avoided. Jesus shows up there, and I'm sure the disciples wide-eyed, looking around, going, what's going on here? And he casts the demons out, and then the town hear about it. They come out. They see him in his good mind, and know that the pigs have gone off the hill, and then they say, Jesus, will you leave?
Yes.
It's really bad when you want, would you rather have a man with multiple demons in your neighborhood than Jesus?
Yes. And ironic, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I was going to say, and people, what they do is they're driven to that which they think they can control, which is a demon-possessed man in chains, rather than a Jesus whom they cannot control, who ultimately sets them free.
Exactly. Go figure. And not that further down the road, there is that choice again where it's between Jesus and Barabbas, right?
Yeah. And and mankind will always choose wrongly as a majority. They always choose wrongly when it's finally said and done about God. So the bulk of the world says no God. You know, the minority of the world says, yes, there's a God, and it's this God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always going to be in that tension in our world, but God never relied on the majority for his kingdom to come.
Exactly. Well, Phil, we got to wrap it up, and boy, an hour goes by fast, as usual, between you and I, and I'm so grateful for you and for your ministry. And just to wrap things up here, I'm going to let you summarize this and convey to the people, where's the hope? We've got to, this is going to be a 30-second summary, so we got to hit the points fast, okay?
Well, the hope is only found in Jesus Christ, and we find our security in him. Fear can be set aside because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So, look to him, be strong, get involved, and do what is good and do what is right.
Amen. His book, One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, Power of Hope, available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer.